And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for February 1988. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Well, we didn't forget about John Bowker. It's just that the column ran long this edition, so we had to slip John on the backside of the audio service. So right now, here's John Bowker with a look at this month's travelogue. John?
Well, thanks once again, Fred. Good afternoon, good evening, whatever, everyone. And let's go on with the February travelogue here for 1988. But say, we are going to try to do three frequencies tonight. But before I get started, I want to tell you that I am completely overwhelmed with the response that we've had to the travelogue. And this month alone, Michael Piesco in Dearborn, Michigan, has sent in just a terrific tape of some of the stations around his listening area. Thanks very much, Michael. And let's see. Oh, Keith Booker in Reeder, West Virginia. He gave me a tape printout, if you will, a sound out. I don't know. What do you call it when you make a copy of your tapes? Something like that. Anyway, Keith, you did a fine job. And being where you are, that's an area of the country, part of which we've covered, but a lot of it we haven't, as you'll hear as time goes by, because we're going to be using some of your IDs here on the DX Audio Service on some of the stations you sent in from West Virginia and nearby Ohio and Pennsylvania. That's terrific. And Mark Strickert out in California sent in a cassette, and Mark has been communicating with me, he and I, back and forth for 4 or 5 years now. As a matter of fact, though, it's been about 2 or 3 years since we were in touch with each other, so I was delighted to get his new address in Berkeley. So thanks very much for that, Mark. And then Bob Walker came in with one of his classic types of cassettes, where Bob puts everything together and gives me a written list of all the stations in frequency order, and that's very nice. And then, lo and behold, I open my mail, and there's a cassette from Fred Vobey. I think that's the way you pronounce it. And Fred was on a trip up northeast of where he lives, to the north and northeast, and got all the way up into the thumb of Michigan, too. And so he had a tape recorder running a lot of that time. And Fred, thanks so much, because there were some real dandies on that tape, too. And as I said to you before, Fred, you live in Lima, Ohio. There's a part of the country I've never been in, and at least not yet. And that's to the south and west of you. So if you could just move your family to the south and west a little bit and go visit them occasionally, I think that would be very, very helpful. So, I had a cassette from a fellow named Bill Koppelman in Boulder. And good afternoon, good evening to you, Bill. And I have responded to that because he was asking what kinds of IDs I would like, and maybe I had all the Denver stations and things like that. It happens I don't. I have a lot of them, but, gee, those are 12, 15 years old, and as Mark Strickert pointed out in his cassette, every year he does a complete band scan of all the stations in the Oakland, San Francisco, Berkeley, San Jose area. Pittsburgh, the whole thing. Pittsburgh, California. And compares the cassettes one after another. And so I was just tickled to hear what he had from 1984 compared to 85, compared to 86. And it keeps changing. The formats change. So the answer to anyone, if you can make a cassette of half-decent quality, and you hear what comes up here on the travelogue, please share it with us. And it goes into the Master DX Audio Service cassette collection. And then we all benefit by hearing them all. And I have to admit, it's kind of poetic to hear some of these IDs over and over again. It's sort of like an old song, like an old family member. But I do want to keep the talk to a minimum tonight, just to thank everybody so much for their participation. And let's go on, because we're going to start this month with one of those loaded tapes. This is the 1240 tape on the February 1988 DX Audio Service.
You're never gonna break my heart, this love thing stuff. You're never gonna make me cry.
KGFJ, Los Angeles. Keeping good folks joyful.
This is radio station WEDC, 1240 on your radio dial in Chicago. Please stay tuned.
Ringraziamo per essere stati così gentili di ascoltarci durante la prima parte.
The Wichita Wings play here on Kansas 1240, KNSS, Wichita.
Your appointment is for Monday through Saturday on Open Mic right here on Talk Radio, WBBW in Youngstown, Ohio.
This is 1240 WBBW, Youngstown, Ohio.
In Cambridge, Maryland, with wonderful music, WCEM, AM and FM stereo.
WBIR, AM and FM, Knoxville, Tennessee, 10 o'clock.
This is WJEJ and WJEJ-FM, Radio Hagerstown, Maryland.
This is WSEW. Sealand's Grove.
So stick around for the best in music and entertainment on an Easter Sunday. That's WHUM 124 Radio in Reading. It's up to news time. We go right now with the new brass once again.
WSNY, Schenectady.
This is WHAI. Serving the tri-state region from Greenfield, Massachusetts. WHAI AM NFM.
Friend, we are standing by for NBC News at 4 o'clock.
Let's break here for our switch to Old Gold Stereo on FM 106.3. Stay tuned for the remainder of Coffee and on AM on this Monday, March 13th, 1972. You're listening to Coffee and over WWON AM in Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
Weather, sunny and warmer today.
A welcome to Winland, to the Kentucky Education Association from WINN, the station that cares about Louisville.
Stay tuned for emphasis coming your way next. More music at 3:34. WHIZ, Zanesville, Ohio.
Repeating the Metro Waterbury temperature downtown, 40 CO degrees.
Herb Griffin Radio. WWCO Waterbury. A great station in a great city.
WWCO.
And now, from the Rock of Waterbury, four of the annual CO 500 with the top 500 hits of yesterday and the hits of today.
This is WOCB, AM and FM in West Yarmouth, Massachusetts. The time is 4 o'clock.
WOCB and WOCB, FM, West Yarmouth, Massachusetts.
WGBB, Freeport.
WGBB.
WFTN, it's 10:30 right now. Shy Coltrane for Franklin.
WINK, Fort Myers, it's 1 o'clock.
WJIM, WJIM FM, Lansing.
WKDA, 1240.
WKDA Nashville.
WFM Gray, AM and FM, Bridgeton, New Jersey.
Petersburg, Virginia.
WSSB.
tune for music on a Music Go Round program here on WSKI Radio Montpelier. We have broadcasting studios in each of the Twin Cities, Barrie and Montpelier.
12 o'clock at the People's Choice, 3WD, WWWD Schenectady.
This is WHBU Radio Anderson, bringing you the exciting Cincinnati Reds.
This is WJEJ in Hagerstown, Maryland. The time is now 2:30.
Well, it's coming up on midnight, and this is about it for me. I'm Dave Graff. I want to thank you for listening, and please join me tomorrow at 6 p.m. for more of your favorite music. You're listening to WMMB 1240 on your AM radio dial in Melbourne and Palm Bay with the music you love and remember. It's midnight. Time now for the latest news, and we now join the facilities of the Mutual Broadcasting System. Good night. God bless.
Mutual News via satellite. I'm Dave Chester.
The Gold Coast station, WCRW Chicago, now concludes its midday broadcast schedule. We will return to the air at 5 p.m. this afternoon. Please stand by for WSBC sharing our frequency. The time is 2 p.m.
This is WSBC, Chicago.
We pause now in El Chode Palencio to tell you that this is WEDC Radio, 1240 on your AM dial in Chicago.
It's currently 36 degrees at 8 o'clock on WRTA Altoona.
Good morning and greetings and salutations. 6 o'clock, no, actually 6:01 at KSON and KSON FM, San Diego Country.
59 degrees in National City, 57 in Rancho Bernardo, some light rain and 62 degrees downtown. I'm David Gooden in the KSON News Center. This edition of the news brought to you by Alvarado.
We're the station. The station to turn to. We're the station. The station for the 80s. We're WCBY and WCBY FM Sheboygan. From ABC News.
WRNC, Raleigh.
You've been listening to Open Mic on WVOS-AM, WVOS-FM, Liberty, New York, with studios in Liberty and in Monticello. It's 11 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton.
This is the world tonight.
Yourself a good day. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, First Baptist Church of J-Town, Pastor Coleman and his congregation at 9 o'clock. You enjoy the broadcast again this afternoon at 3 a.m. 1240. Love WLLV Louisville. Check your clocks and watches. 8 o'clock.
Administration denies racial slurs. I'm Lon Braithwaite, NBN News. Administration officials expressed disbelief at a charge by President Reagan's first...
Well, that's kind of an active little frequency, isn't it? 1240 kilohertz. The comments I could make, I guess most of them were clear enough. I think if I go through this, when I go through this a second time, we can balance up the tones on many of them a little better and perhaps make some smoother edits. But the most interesting stations, for those of you who are outside the Chicago area, are the... three stations at 1240 that are still on the air, sharing time each day at 1240. Now, each of the three stations serves a different ethnic audience, and each of them, as best I can determine, has their tower located in a different part of the city. So there's no one place in the city of Chicago where you get a clean signal necessarily from all three stations. I imagine if you sat right on top of the Sears Tower or the Hancock Building or something, they might all come in quite well. But I didn't have that luxury, and I remember years ago Mark Strickert telling me that when he lived in Chicago, he used to get a station, what did he say, in Wisconsin or Iowa, clearer than one of the three at 1240 on the dial right in his own city. So, well, anyway, that's the way things are at 1240. Let's move on now to the 1250 tape on the February 1988 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
We're WIPS, Ticonderoga. From ABC News, I'm John Deacon. President Reagan and Prime Minister Nakasone...
...because of the fact that I like both and you like both.
I didn't want to have one and say, hey, Mike, could I have a bite of yours, or have you have one and vice versa, you know, or do it. So why not just do it right? Let them handle it. They'll bring it to us tomorrow, and we can lunch out into the pizzas today. Sure. This is KDHI. ABC News is coming up next. Thank you, Pizza Hut.
This is AM 1250, KDHI. 29 Palms, Joshua Tree, Yucca Valley, and serving the entire Morongo Basin.
This is WPEL AM FM, Montrose, Pennsylvania.
Radio Canada. CBOF, votre radio 1250, vous présente ses informations régionales.
Continuous News, a service of WLCK, Scottsville, Kentucky.
On WCHO, AM and FM, in Washington Courthouse, Ohio.
Radio 1250, a total communication service of Drexel Hill Associates.
WMTR, Morristown.
WYSR operates over assigned frequency of 1250 kilocycles with a daytime power of 1,000 watts, as authorized by the Federal Communications System in Washington, D.C. The main studios and office of WYSR are located at 101 South Street in the Franklin Shopping Center.
You're listening to Your Money Matters, Sunday morning, Christmas weekend.
This is AM 1250, WDAE, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
A moment here, we'll pause for station identification right after this pitch. Here it is. He takes, and it's a strike.
WGL Fort Wayne. You'll find more trucks at better prices at DeHaven Chevrolet. 5200 Illinois Road. That's Road 14 West between 24 and I-69.
Special wise. It's up on that one.
Just today, the feeling is mutual.
Today's 4 p.m. newscast is sponsored by Norman's Finer Foods, Fort Branch, Indiana, WRAY, AM and FM, Princeton, Indiana.
This is WARE in Ware, Massachusetts. The time right now, by the way, is 7:30.
WXOX operates on a frequency of 1250 kilohertz and a power of 1,000 watts, non-directional, by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. Big Ox Radio serves the Tri-City area with studios in Bay City and transmitter in Essexville, Michigan.
1981 is our silver anniversary.
CHWO 1250.
The news is on the new 1250. This is WKBR Manchester.
WKBR Manchester.
Christmas Wish Station, 1250 WTAE, Pittsburgh. It's 7 o'clock.
Good evening. This is Ron Reininger with WTAE News Headlines.
All right. That's the 1250 tape as we have it here at the DX Audio Service. Now, there are a couple of interesting things there. The WGL break in the middle of the ball game. No, that's not a doctored break at all. But if you are aware of the Chicago Cubs Baseball Network, which that is, it's the WGN Chicago Cubs Baseball Network. And what they say is, let's take 5 seconds down the line on the WGN Baseball Network. Well, now you see, your call letters in Fort Wayne are WGL. And they don't like that WGN coming down the line. And so they cut it off. And what the announcer did, it's the only time I have recorded them, so I don't know, but if I use my imagination, it may be that WGL has pointed out to them that they have that problem, and so the announcers in Chicago always give just a little warning. They say, all right, we're going to take a break here after this next pitch, as you heard them do. And then the announcer in Fort Wayne cuts them right off and doesn't even let the network cue come out. I don't know. Did you notice that he had it so full of commercial, though, that they ran late in the 5 seconds, and when they went back into Chicago, they were already into the next play in the ballgame. That was one thing on the 1250 tape. The other is that there's one ID that I wish I had been a little further north when I recorded it. Maybe a lot further north when you hear it. I rate the IDs that I have as A, B, C, D, and then N and L. Now, A is the first rate, you know, clean breaks. D is DX. And B and C are halfway in between, so you get some noise or something. The L means it's a legal ID, and the N means not a legal ID. This next one is a legal ID, but it's a DL, and so I don't play DLs on the DX audio service except when I have a reason. Now, listen to the mellifluous tone of the announcer on this ID that you're about to hear here. You ready for this? Just listen now.
WXOX, Bay City, Saginaw, Midland.
Now, isn't that a nice ID? Kind of distant. And the kind most of us get most of the time if we're lucky enough to get a legal ID. But let's see, Fred. Can you identify the announcer on that?
I really can't, John. It sounds like my brother on WLEW 1340.
Well, what is it they say about nice voices running in the family?
Perhaps.
Oh, that's very good, Fred. We'll have to get a cleaner ID on that, though, in the next year or two before we get to the 1260 tape next time around.
1250.
Okay. All right, we're on 1250 tape, yeah. I mean. It's time now for the 1260 tape on the February 1988 DX audio service.
WWJQ, Zeeland, Holland.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, everybody, and I will be gone next week and look forward to being with you again the week after that. All of you, get along well without me and miss me a little bit. Good night.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGIL or its advertisers. News Talk Radio 1260 is KGIL San Fernando, your news talk alternative for Southern California.
The Congressional Iran-Contra committees may want to recall retired Air Force Major General Richard Secord to the stand.
66 degrees at 4 o'clock at WIYD, Palatka.
9 o'clock at WWDC. Washington is someplace special. Stanley Cup Finals, tonight only on 1260 WBBG, Cleveland.
This is WJBL and WJBL-FM in Holland.
WNRK, 1260 New Art, the bright, exciting sound.
WNRK, up-to-the-minute, award-winning First State News. Here is Bob Partee.
WBUD and Stereo, 101.5 WBJH-FM, NBC Radio for Trenton, New Jersey.
High Saturday in the mid to upper 80s. Winds mostly east or southeast, 8 to 12 miles an hour. Chance of showers 40% today and Saturday, and 30% tonight. That's your weather forecast from WTJH, East Point, Georgia.
That's been News Headline Weather Together from Family and Gospel Radio. This is WTJH 1260 on the dial, East Point, Georgia, your home of gospel music. The time is 7:30.
You're listening to Music for Sunday from WMMM and WDJF FM. Stereo in Westport, Connecticut.
WWDC, Washington.
Good morning, this is Ed Hartley, WWDC News.
For you here at WLKK Erie.
Hear this program each Sunday morning at 9:30 on WALM 1260 in Albion and WELL-FM 104.9 in Marshall. Broadcast services of Triad Stations Incorporated.
For another program of inspiration and challenge, listen tomorrow at 11 o'clock over WPHB, Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania.
8 o'clock, I'm Kevin Murphy and Wendy in Indy.
WSB.
Indianapolis.
WGWR, Asheboro, North Carolina, 330.
1260 on your dial in Boston. This is WEZE.
WIXY, Cleveland.
This is KPIN Radio, Casa Grande, Arizona.
The Guitar Man by Brad on 1260 WNDR Syracuse. 2 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Douglas Edwards. The Soviet Union has admitted for the first time that it shot down a Korean Airlines jetliner.
KSFO and KYA, San Francisco. News and information. LAX.
With the KYA, World Cup Skateboard Competition at Marine World.
A skateboard competition at Marine World? I don't know what KYA is trying to pull. Well, let's see now. There are a number of things on that tape that were kind of interesting, at least interesting to me, but you didn't hear them. For instance, at least one of the things I've got to share with you right now. This is more of the recording of WBBG in Cleveland that I didn't have on the ID tape. But see what you make of this and recognize the irony of the fact that I'm sitting there recording what this fellow says. You ready?
WBBG Aretha, 3940 Euclid, Cleveland, 44115. Man, am I getting tired. Deadline for entries is October 23rd. Make sure you... Make sure you include your name, address, and phone number, and I'm going to let the reflections. All right, Jim, you're making fun of me. You're taping this show, aren't you? You're going to keep this for a long time. I shouldn't play your request, but I will.
Okay, what I'd love to do sometime, that was recorded in 1979. I'd love it about a year from now to find out who the announcer was on WBBG and send him just that little bit. That's all I've got. That's all that's left. Let him know what it sounded like 10 years later. How silly, and yet how much fun. Well, okay, that's enough for the travelogue for this month. Next month, we will start at 1270 on the dial and continue our meander up the radio dial as far as we can get in the allotted time. Okay, Fred?
Okay, John. And I guess I kind of fibbed to you when I corresponded with you the last time. I said that I didn't have any IDs of CKJD on 1250 in Sarnia. But lo and behold, look what I found, John.
Sarnia's CKJD. Ontario's CKJD Radio 1250 Blue Waters CKJD CKJD Radio 1250.
You know, John, that's kind of an interesting tape for me also because that tape, which was collected, I think, back in 1977, is the last Canadian jingle package that I've ever collected or heard where they had decent jingles. Okay, let's move on. Daytimers are getting a new lease on life as the FCC gets word that longer hours means better service as notifications start to arrive. In the coming months, about 1,600 out of the 1,900 AM broadcasters limited to daytime operations will be eligible to broadcast with unlimited hours. Letters of intent are now arriving at the FCC from stations eligible to extend their hours. Now, as of December the 1st, stations without directional antennas that have been cleared by two commission orders for night broadcasts were eligible to apply. The FCC reported last Wednesday, which was December the 9th in the article, that 142 of those stations have applied so far. Stations with directional antennas will be free to apply on January the 20th of 1988, according to the FCC's Louis Steffens. The clearances are arising out of a rulemaking initiated by the FCC following a March 1986 petition by the National Association of Broadcasters and the Association of Broadcast Engineering Standards to extend the hours of operation for Class 3 daytimers. The rulemaking proposes that all but 200 or 300 of the daytime-only AM stations be allowed to extend their hours of operation. The exceptions were Class 3 daytimers that were judged to be in possible danger of interfering with unlimited Class 1 stations. The remaining stations would be eligible to operate at night with reduced power to avoid interference with already established unlimited stations. The newly eligible AM regional channels were being reclassified by the FCC as unlimited time Class 3s. They will be restricted to a maximum power of 500 watts after sunset. So far, about half of the stations expected to be made eligible have been cleared for nighttime service following two FCC orders. In October, the Commission opened nighttime service for 21 out of the 41 daytimers on the foreign clear channel frequency of 1540 kilohertz. Approximately 400 more stations were cleared in November with an order to authorize all AM regional channels and stations on 940 and 1550 kilohertz. FCC officials expect another order authorizing hundreds of other stations will be released within the next months. Still to be authorized are stations on 45 other channels in the AM band. Those stations now eligible to begin nighttime broadcasting need only to write up a letter to the commission with the startup date for night service and the method to be used for reduced power. The mood is good at stations that have already sent in letters and have begun nighttime operation. Scott Harrison, chief engineer of KASIAM in Ames, Iowa, told Broadcasting Magazine that it sent in its letter early and began nighttime broadcasting on the first eligible day, which was March 1st, 1987. Much of the night programming has been high school football and other events of local interest. Added hours have meant more complete service to the community from KASI, Harrison said. Now we're going to be there all the time. Richard Levitt, general manager of gospel music station KHRT-AM in Minot, North Dakota, says that night broadcasting is a blessing to us. Since the start of the month, the station has broadcast a few extra hours nightly and has plans for near future to stay on until midnight, depending upon listener interest. It may eventually extend to 24-hour service, although its post-sunset power decrease means it reaches a much smaller audience. Lots of people have responded, according to Levitt. Antenna construction has been delayed. From Washington, D.C. and Radio World Magazine, although progress is still being made on the NAB's anti-skywave AM antenna project, difficulties in obtaining authorization for the project's test sites have delayed the construction of the antennas. In the case of one of the antennas, a monopole designed by Richard Bybee of a Virginia-based communications engineering service, the starting date has been pushed back another several months from the NAB's prediction of earlier this year. NAB Director of Spectrum Engineering Michael Rao had expected a model of the Bybee design to have been constructed by fall of 1987. However, approval was not given until late October by the owners of a Loudoun County, Virginia site, which the NAB wanted for the Bybee antenna project. A lease for the Loudoun County site was, at press time in mid-November, beginning a draft between the NAB and the property owners, Jack and Gloria Rickle, according to Rao. Once the lease was signed, he commented, the NAB would have a model of the Bybee design constructed and erected on the Loudoun site. The Bybee antenna calls for a center monopole of 200 feet. However, for economic considerations, the model to be tested in Loudoun County will be 30 feet high. An operating frequency for the model was undecided at press time. Rao expected that the Bybee design project will be in full swing by this spring, 1988. The second of the anti-skywave antennas in the project is an array designed by Ogden Priesthold of A.D. Ring & Associates. At press time, the NAB had scheduled a mid-November meeting with representatives of Howard University. The university is the property owner of a site in Beltsville, Maryland, on which the NAB would like to construct the priesthood antenna. Also included in the November meeting will be consulting civic engineer Ed Osborne, who will survey the area prior to construction of the antenna. Rao added that on the 2nd of November, the NAB filed a request with the Federal Aviation Administration for permission to darken the lamps on the planned tower during specific hours. According to Rao, one of the reasons for the delay in the implementation of the priesthood antenna project was that Howard University operates an observatory in the vicinity near the intended test site. Now, reportedly, Howard University spokespersons were concerned that, on the proposed 395-foot tower, warning lights required by the FAA might be an interference during astronomy classes during the observation. At press time, no word has come from the FAA regarding the NAB's request for permission to periodically darken the lights. Rao commented that the agency's decision could determine where on the Maryland site the antenna would be constructed. Our Airhead of the Air Award for this edition of the Audio Service goes out to Alabama basketball coach Wimp Sanderson, who recently apologized for an off-color remark that he made during a radio call-in show and said he thought he was having a private conversation with the show's host. "What I said was something you shouldn't say on the air," Sanderson said, "and for that I'm very sorry." WERC sports director Herb Winches was interviewing Sanderson by phone, and Sanderson complained that a game with Southern California had to be played this afternoon because Alabama-Birmingham has a game scheduled at the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center Coliseum tonight. Sanderson, thinking he was off the air, said, "And you wonder why we don't play UAB. Wimp, you're on the air," Winches said. "Well, we better not be on the air," Sanderson said. "Wimp, we're on the air," Winches repeated, before steering the conversation to some other subject. Not meaning to change our conversation, let's talk right now to John Bowker and find out the answer to that trivia question which we've been pondering since side one. John?
Well, Fred, earlier in this program, we asked what three states of the United States have no radio stations assigned that operate below 800 on the dial. And we asked for extra credit, could you name the state that has none below 900 on the dial? Well, let's take the first two first. I think you'll be surprised if you weren't already aware of it, that the one state that has no station below 800, actually the lowest frequency assignment in the state is at 810 on the dial. It's in the state's largest city. Does that give you a clue? Okay. It's Indiana. At 810 on the dial is the lowest assigned frequency in that state, in Indianapolis. If we then turn to the next state, it's 830 on the dial. That's the lowest frequency in the state. All right, give you 5 seconds. What's the state? It's Wyoming. And finally, we come to the state, the last state, this is the one for extra credit, that has no station below 900 on the dial, and that's the state of Delaware. So there you go, Fred. That's this month's trivia question. And I'd say this, if any of our subscribers come up with a good trivia question, something that you might even have a shot at knowing or answering, even if you don't know the answer, send it in to Fred. And Fred, you decide on some good trivia questions, and I'll put my mind to it. And if everybody does, we can have a ball with this, okay?
Okay, John. And I got a trivia question for you, which kind of goes along with the next travel log you do. Maybe you can get this, maybe not, okay? It's one of those regional trivia questions. Everyone from different part of the United States has a trivia question, which is only valid in their part of the country. Well, this one I happen to remember from a Trivia Masters contest one day in a studio in Detroit. And the question is, on 1270 in Detroit, there was a very distinguished call sign for many, many years, WXYZ. Now, that call sign is now WXYT. What was the call sign before WXYZ? Think about that. And, John, I'll give you an easy one, okay? What was the call sign before WHN on 1050? Now, let's move on and tell you a little bit about formats. I think what we should do, John, is get all those trivia questions together and use them on the DX quiz at the next convention. Anyways, the formats column is edited by Tony Fitzherbert of 356 Jackman Avenue in Fairfield, Connecticut, 06430. If you know of any format changes, be sure to send them to Tony. On 580 WELO in Tupelo, Mississippi, that's XWWPR. It was black programming. It's now country western music. On 670, a call sign which one of these days will go away in Chicago, WMAQ. It's now all news. On 750 KSEO in Durant, Oklahoma, it's the Satellite Music Network's Rock Oldies. On 790 WQXI in Atlanta, Georgia, is still oldies. And on 1110 WMVI in Chicago, Illinois, it is Spanish gospel in the morning, and they change to English gospel in the afternoon. On 1180 WMRE in Knoxville, Tennessee, that's still WSKT religion, or I should say it's XWSKT religion. It's now Satellite Music Network's Black Oldies. On 1220 KMVL in Madisonville, Texas, that's a new station, and they're playing country western music. On 1240 KRDO in Colorado Springs, Colorado, Rock Oldies. On 1250, KQMD in Madera, California, is contemporary hit radio. On 1260, KIMB in Kimball, Nebraska, is country western music. On 1260, WHDZ in Erie, Pennsylvania, that's the XWLKK. It's now Satellite Music Network's Rock Oldies. On 1290, KHSL in Chico, California, is now News Talk. On 1290 KAPY in Port Angeles, Washington, CHR and Rock Oldies. On 1320 WLVY in Water Valley, Mississippi, it's religion. On 1330 WSSY in Evanston, Illinois, that's the XWEAW. They're now adult contemporary. On 1340 KRCV in Reno, Nevada, that's the XKBET and religion. Boy, was that a good idea to drop that old call with the new format. 1360 WGNN in Lawrenceville, Georgia is country western music. 1360 KRKK in Rock Springs, Wyoming is the satellite rock oldies format. On 1380 WIZO in Franklin, Tennessee, rock oldies for Nashville. On 1390 KMDK in Westminster, Colorado, that's the XKPPL. It's now Spanish for Denver. 1400 WZAZ in Jacksonville, Florida is religion. 1430 KMIY in Grand Junction, Colorado, that's a news station, and they're programming religion. On 1450 KENM in Portales, New Mexico is silent now. On 1480 KLMS in Lincoln, Nebraska, that's a new age format. On 1510 KAGC in Bryant, Texas, religious. And finally on 1600 WAOS in Marietta, Georgia, gospel since October, but they're dropping the rock oldies. Hallelujah. I'd like to enlist the help of the membership of the DX Audio Service on a little project we're starting with this edition. As we mail out your cassettes with the February 1988 edition, we're also mailing out approximately 25 press releases to different services, talking books, and radio stations, explaining a little bit about the DX Audio Service. Now, what is being sent out is a two-page letter and then some scripts, which can be read verbatim, or else the person editing their particular service can go back to the letter, take some information out, and add it to these scripts. We'd like to find out who is using the information and how it is being used and how often it's being used. Basically, we're trying to find out who's most beneficial to us. So if you happen to hear about the DX Audio Service on another service or a talking book or a radio station, could you please drop us a letter here at the DX Audio Service and let us know who is giving us the best PR? It would sure help us out here. Of course, we can clean some of the dead wood out of the piles, and also kind of give some bouquets to those that help us out, too. So if you hear about the DX Audio Service on some other service or talking book, please drop us a line and let us know. And as Bob Walker would say, that puts the foil on another turkey, the February 1988 edition of the DX Audio Service. The National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is protected under copyright and may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie, Lima, Ohio, 45805. See you in March on the DX Audio Service.